This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. California State Treasurer is demanding the resignation of Wells Fargo CEO and the longest-serving board members because of the bank's continuing problems. Embattled EPA Chief Scott Pruitt signed a new rule that would curtail the use of science based on confidential records from being used to develop environmental rules, stirring wide criticism from everyone but the chemical industry. In a study with Duke University, Propel found that average SNAP, or food stamp recipients, spend more than 80% of their benefits within the first 9 days, completely exhausting the sum by day 21. But when given an in-app tool that showed them a weekly budget instead of the entire balance, users stretched their monthly balance by 2 days, about 6 meals per month. According to the Pew Research Center, 10% of Americans are smartphone dependent, meaning they have no other form of internet access at home. Americans making less than $30,000 are 13 times more likely to be smartphone dependent than those making more than $75,000. Columbia University graduate students will embark on a week-long strike if the university doesn't agree to bargain with workers, given the mixed signals from the current NLRB. Study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences questions the explanation of why Trump voters went to the polls to vote for him. Were they driven by anger over the past, but rather fear of what may come? White, Christian, and male voters, the study suggests, turned to Trump because they felt their status was at risk, not that they were economically deprived. Number of households earning less than $15,000 per year grew by 37% between 2000 and 2016. In poor areas where almost half the people live below the federal poverty levels, population doubled during that period. A 2017 survey of nearly 2,000 supermarkets across the U.S. found that, per serving, health foods such as fruits and vegetables cost twice as much as unhealthy goods such as sweets and salty snacks. A recent study from Stanford and MIT found that people who profess concern about privacy will also provide the details and emails of their friends in exchange for free pizza. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.